Lily and the Shining Dragons by Holly Webb.
This book has been made accessible under the copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
For Alice, who told me to hurry up and finish it. Chapter 1. Is it not a real saw? Lily asked doubtfully, staring at it as Daniel held it up. It looked real, cleaner and shinier than most of the stagehand's tools, but just as sharp. It glinted wickedly. Oh, no, it's quite real, Daniel assured her sunnily. It has to be. Georgie will walk amongst the audience carrying it, so they can check. Then how? Lily stared at him worriedly. You're not asking me to do a spell, are you? She asked, her voice edged with suspicion. Are you mad? Daniel raised his eyebrows. After the Queen's men turning up to investigate us last week, we nearly got arrested for forbidden magic, Lily. I'm not that stupid. We're on dangerous ground as it is. Nope, this is strictly a trick, an illusion. In other words, completely fake. He grinned, exchanging a proud look with Sam, the head stagehand who had constructed the vanishing cabinet that had made their act famous. It's genius. It really is. This Saturday night, that's when we'll unveil it. Always a good audience on Saturdays. Then he sighed, stroking a hand lovingly over the polished wood contraption in front of them. But, oh, it's only going to work with someone as small as you, Lily.